League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social Club, this is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next couple of hours here on ESPN 97.5.
Street Smart! With Dale Olale.
And Raheel's going to join us at 9 o'clock out here at Prime Social. Prime Social. You're going to be playing. I got to go to Chicago today. My daughter. So I got to do that. So I'm not going to be able to play in the tournament. But you're going to be playing in the tournament. And if anybody knocks you out.
$100.
$100 goes right to them. Right to them.
$100.
That's right.
Come and get it.
So come on. The tournament starts at noon.
Yep.
And let's fill it up today, and let's go. It'll be go time. Eliminate Lance, and you, my friends, are going to have $100 in your pocket for eliminating Lance. That's all you have to do.
That's all you got to do.
And you may see some former Rockets here. There's a lot of guys that come and play.
Apparently a future Hall of Famer who comes in here a lot, too.
Yeah, a football player.
Although comes maybe in. It's going to be in the evening that he comes in, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, it would be nice if
they just come in and play. It's not a promotional thing. Just, you know, like we said, you got a lot of opportunities. They got the noon tournament going on every single day, so except Sundays where they make it two. So, yeah, today just happens to be the day that I'll be playing. And I got a bounty on my head of $100. So if you knock me out, you get $100. It's $120 to enter. And so basically, you knock me out, you've already paid for your entry fee. You get to the final table, you're probably going to be cashing because the table usually makes a deal that takes care of the last three at the table as well. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a good way to compete. Good way to challenge yourself. You'll meet some people, and they got food and drink here. Beautiful surrounding, beautiful setting. You know, when I'm here, I don't miss, and you know this, if there's a game on, you're not going to miss it. You're not going to miss your baseball. You're not going to miss basketball. You're not going to miss your Sunday golf. They've got it all on. And, of course, once football season starts, you're not going to miss your football. So you can go do this. You can kind of multitask a little bit if you say, man, I'm just not catching any cards. Well, then watch some of the game. It's okay. You can do that as well. So we'll tell you about that throughout the morning. But you guys come on out sometime between 11:30. But, you know, here's the thing. You can also get late entry. Did you know this, John?
Yeah.
They do late entry until 2 o'clock.
Right.
So if you can't make it, you can show up at 1 o'clock, 1:30, and still get into a tournament. Now, you start a little further back on chips, but a lot of times it doesn't even matter. A lot of these guys don't even show up now until like 1:30 or 2 o'clock now.
Right. Because what if you lose early?
Yeah. Then you keep rebuying and rebuying.
Well, right. And the only advantage of coming early is that you get an extra 500 in chips.
That's the only advantage.
Noon. Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say it's the only advantage. If you're doing well, you can build up your stack. But, I mean, if you can't make it at noon, but you can make it at 1, do that. Because then once you hit the break, you can do an add-on and add like $15,000 of chips. And so you actually, you know, you started about like 30,000 in chips. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Without having to do a whole lot. I like the action. I like playing. So it's, you know, I like to start at noon. But anyway, so yesterday was kind of a little bit of a dead day sports-wise from a Houston standpoint. Yeah, we got to catch up a little bit. I got tired of winning. Honestly, here in the city of Houston, I was just tired of winning for a little bit. I wanted to take a break and remind myself what not winning felt like. That's all. No big deal.
Well, and I was with I'm going to tell you this. We have seen runs by cities.
Right.
Boston had a run where the Celtics, the Paul Pierce, the Red Sox, and the Patriots all together, all won.
Did they all win back to back to back?
It was. It
I think
was
they within, won. I think it
yeah,
was staggered.
But there was
yeah.
a little staggered, but not. But real close to each other.
I think it was actually the Patriots who didn't win. Believe it or not.
So my thought is, I think the Patriots had that 18-0 season, and then lost in the Super. I think that was close to that run.
Yeah, anyway, I think you're right.
Anyway, my thought is, why can't Houston? Somebody asked me yesterday. So who's going to be in the Super Bowl? I said the Texans are going to be in the Super Bowl. And why not? And why aren't the Texans? So can someone, anyone to question whether or not the Texans can be in the Super Bowl?
The 4-win team?
Yeah, the 4-win team. We have seen teams. You know what happens every year or happened for about 6 or 7 straight years in the NFC South? Last place team.
New teams.
New team. Yep. New team every year steps up. A lot of times the last place team.
It's actually a fair comment because the Texans were basically 6-0 with Deshaun Watson at quarterback last year.
No, right.
Basically.
When Deshaun came – who led the league in play-action touchdown passes in just 6 games?
Which is usually an indicator of best team in the league.
Well,
that was Deshaun Watson.
Well, I don't know about if that's the indicator, but I will say this.
I use it.
I will say this. I don't know why everybody thinks that they can't get this done with the changes that they've made defensively at defensive back with J.J. and Whitney coming back and being healthy all season long, okay, which is a lock, okay? I've already put that on them. With the new rookie class, all these third rounders that are going to come through and be excellent football players, with the new rebuilt offensive line, with Kiki QT that is going to maybe take the league by storm, I don't understand why the Texans can't be the team to beat in the AFC.
You do dumbass things, pretty soon you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
Well, there you have it. That's right. If you disagree with me, then you could be labeled a dumbass. How about that?
That means?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I did not know what that's.
Yeah, that's exactly what that means. So, I am serious. I don't know why the Texans can't be. What? You don't think the Patriots are going to fall off? Do you think the Patriots are going to fall off?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Are the Steelers all that?
Let me tell you, it is. The AFC is.
Is winnable.
Is ripe for the taking. Now, the Texans, in all seriousness, do have some roster holes, but they did tighten up the secondary a little bit with Tyrann Mathieu and Aaron Colvin. So, that helps. Clearly,
I think Justin Reed's going to make a contribution.
They made some. I don't think they fixed it, but they at least addressed offensive line. We'll see if it helped at all. They added a good safety in Justin Reed, who should play right away. So, once again, we have to keep saying if Deshaun stays healthy. I don't know that we should have to say
that. Why do we say that? Because he had one knee injury?
Yeah.
So did Tom Brady. Do we say that every year about him?
Well, he had it in college, too.
Was the other one. And guess what? He went on to win a national championship. He went to the national championship and then won a national championship.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He is a winner. He is a proven winner.
Lance, when John does this, do like parts of your soul kind of dissipate, like you feel like something's being ripped out of you when he does stuff like this, and you have to John, there's a possibility. You know what? Sure, you got to humor your senile old co-host when he does stuff like this.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, does it feel like things are being ripped out of you when you listen to this?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I start to think, I can't go along with this, and then I say, wait a minute, Deshaun won state championship, played for 2 national championships, won a national championship, and then he basically went 6-0 last year, and I say...
So you're buying the 6-0 thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
didn't the guy who actually kept them from going 6-0 because of, his decision-making...
Oh, you don't think
isn't
he
the coach? Isn't he still the coach of the team? I don't know. He hasn't learned in the last 4 years. I don't know what he's learned.
The first time that you worked on a board, okay?
But this like that wasn't the first time. That
yeah,
wasn't.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
With Deshaun, it was.
No, it wasn't.
You got a new board, Dell.
Stop
it. You have
it.
To learn the new board,
What does Deshaun have to do with decision-making in terms of calling timeouts, not running Lamar Miller? That has nothing to do with Deshaun.
He learned that now you have to push this button. It's the Deshaun button.
Push a Deshaun button.
Hey, push the button. Push the button. Push the Deshaun button.
Which one of these do I push? Do I push this Lamar Miller button? No. You know what that did? That just made the network go completely offline.
Yes.
You know?
No, you just.
Do I push as Deontay Foreman? Well, it's better than the Miller button. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Actually, you can push. And he's like, maybe this Deontay Foreman button works. Well, it has an Achilles injury, but.
Well, that button's broke.
We're hoping.
That button's broke. You can't push it right now.
Is the Alpha Blue button? We prefer not to. No. Like, if nothing else is working, you can like put you can push the Alpha Blue button, but it's only going to get you like 3.4 yards of carry.
No, that's like that old promo with that person that had really bad diseases. That's, you don't want that button. Don't push that promo button. What we need is just push the Deshaun button over and over.
Doesn't that analogy make a lot of sense to you?
Yeah. When you get a new board, you have to learn it.
Right.
And he learned a new board, okay?
I don't really care what you said.
He's got his new board, his new Deshaun board.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Dell, to answer your question, I don't know about
what if the Super Bowls, like
John says, but it feels like Deshaun does win all the time that he plays.
Well, what if the Deshaun board has, like, you know, a broken mic jack, and we're not sure if one of the channels will work because it hasn't really been prepared. We're not sure. And then the guy running the board has like mittens on his hands, so he doesn't have the greatest dexterity. Can I trust the Deshaun board?
It's tougher.
Well, listen, if the Deshaun button is broke, then nothing is going to work, okay?
Yeah, I got news for you.
Yeah.
It powers
guess what?
Everything.
If the Tom Brady button is broke, guess what? What ain't happening?
They'll win 11 games.
Oh, great. Do you know what that was? Nothing. Nothing. You know what that won them? Did they put up their 11-win banner?
I'm just pointing out the difference between when the Tom Brady button is broken and the Deshaun button is broken. You win 4 games. The other team wins 11. Yes.
Really, Dell? Yes. Because that was
yes,
the max.
Yes, actually, that happened. Yes, really.
No. Well, guess what? Guess who their backup is this year? It ain't Matt Cassel. It's Danny Etling. You know what that button is?
Do you know what the Brandon Whedon button is?
Oh, yeah, I know what the Brandon Whedon button is.
What is it?
Yeah, it's win after win after win.
305 down the fairway.
That's what that is. Yeah, the Brandon Whedon button. No, I said if the Deshaun button is broken, they ain't winning nothing. You know what? Then you might as well just go off the air. You might as well shut the transmitter down, okay? Like we do sometimes.
Not on purpose.
No, we do it accidentally.
We don't do it on purpose.
Robert says he thinks that the Texans can win it all. Let's hear from Robert. Robert, what's up?
I think he says the other way.
All right, so I think they cannot, at least not this year.
Well, that's silly.
Deshaun will definitely lead them to at least an appearance sometime in the future. But I think they cannot win because of our coach. You know, I know coaching to me is probably the most important in football than the other sports. But if your coach has to learn how to win just a regular season game and, you know, just makes questionable decisions, he's going to hold us back until we get another coach. That's just my personal opinion. I don't hate Bill O'Brien, but I don't think he's ever going to lead us to a Super Bowl. But I think Deshaun can with a better, I guess, you know, coaching team, you know, behind him.
I don't really care what you say.
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. Dell,
what was that, Bill?
Dell, what is
I don't really
what is
care
Bill
what you say.
Yeah, he doesn't care what you say. You know, Bill O'Brien doesn't care what you say. Oh, yeah. Did Bill O'Brien, when he was coaching Tom Brady, did he win? Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? Oh, yeah, I guess
what?
He can win.
He wasn't the head coach.
He was the offensive coordinator. Yeah, he made Tom Brady.
Okay.
Yeah, he made Tom Brady.
Ooh, the Rockets 2018 hype video to start the playoffs, you know, before the game just came out. It's pretty strong.
Oh, well, the one they'll play in the arena?
Yeah. The one they play in the arena is pretty good.
It is?
Yeah, so.
Is it James dribbling out top?
No.
It's not?
No, it's not. It's got some of it. But they got something where Gerald Green is pulling. They got a shot over an overhead view of the rim, and he's pulling himself up like into the rim.
Like after a dunk,
you can see the Rocket logo come through. It's pretty cool. They show the Warriors. Yeah, it's the hype video for the playoffs. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, there's something better about a hype video when P.J. Tucker's – and I can't believe I'm saying this because I was so – oh, P.J. Tucker, 6'7", oh, undersized power forward – again, Daryl? What is it with your fetish for 6'7" power forwards?
Chuck, what's your fetish with Chuck Hayes?
It's just Chuck Hayes again, I thought. But man, was I wrong. He can when he gets hot. He can shoot some threes.
I love PJ. You didn't love PJ Tucker ever. He was like a
I know
a
he's a dirty
killer.
Workout. I just you know what? I just didn't think it through. I just saw 6'7", and I'm like, oh, what? But he's exactly what they needed. Much tougher, made them play much better defense. And there's something about a hype video where you see P.J. Tucker in the background, because hype videos, you're supposed to be menacing, you know, and tough. And that was a hard sell with Corey Brewer, always trying not to giggle in the hype video, like, and there's Josh Smith that, you know, at any second could lock himself into a bathroom. Like, it's hard to menace when you're locked in a bathroom. Like, he's locked in a bathroom. He can't get out. Yeah. Oh, he's just cut his hand opening a package of ham. Like, that's not a hype video.
No.
But P.J. Tucker legitimately is, like, I believe
I believe it.
I believe it when I see him.
Right. Jose, you'll be on the other side. 713-780-3776. Who's with me on this Texans thing? I know the whole city. It'll light up the board. So, but everybody, take your time, call in, and you will get in and make your argument for the Texans to the Super Bowl. We've also got Rockets to talk, Astros. I spent some time with Reed Ryan yesterday. Good stuff. We'll talk. We can talk about that. But right now, we got to talk about Renters Warehouse. RentersWarehouse.com. RentersWarehouse.com. Here's the thing about it is you say, well, man, I don't want the hassle. Can I tell you what the hassle is? Nothing. You basically don't lift a finger. They do everything. And here's the thing about it is you're going to have people living in your house, and that worries you. Well, they do all the vetting. They manage it all. They deal with them. They video your home before those people move in. And when they leave, they videotape, make sure everything is exactly the same.
Man.
You don't lift a finger. Rich Drake does everything.
I tell you what, and somebody just on Twitter is like, I met your guy Rich Drake at an event. Well, that's because he's got a lot of different events. He's got events for his company at Renters Warehouse, because he wants you to be able to meet with them and ask them all kinds of questions. They know that the decision to rent over sell is something that's going to be foreign to a lot of you, so they want you to be comfortable with it. And that ability to go and ask those questions are something that you can do at one of their events that they have, or just simply by calling and getting on the phone. They will make sure they walk you through the entire process so that when you decide to rent your property, you know it's in good hands with Renters Warehouse, and you've got all the questions answered that you need answered. Give them a call today, 713-224-RENT, and ask any questions you need to. 713-224-RENT, or go to RentersWarehouse.com. It takes my pain away. It's a lie. Kiss me both in the eyes. She's not breathing back. Or anything but bother me. It takes my pain away. Never mind. These are her attacks.
Her. ESPN. 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Here's why the Texans will win it all. Bill O'Brien, he's a guru. He was receivers coach for the Pats in 2008, same year Brady went down. He helped Matt Castle win 11 games. Thank you. Good night. All right. And then Lamont, that was Paul. Lamont says, good luck if you think this guy is sniffing a championship. And he's got a picture of Bill O'Brien. But you've always, Lamont, you're too biased. You hate Bill O'Brien. You always have.
So, you can't be open-minded to his
brilliance. No, you can't be open-minded at all. And then when he wins it all, Lamont, I want you to apologize.
He won't. He'll just say he'll never win two in a row.
Well, okay. All right. That dude is going to win. Bill O'Brien is a good football coach.
Bill O'Brien single-handedly made Deshaun Watson a good quarterback. When he got to the Texans,
he wasn't.
He was like, what's he ever done? And now, really good, finally.
Through the roof.
Finally, he's good.
Yeah. 713-780-3776, the number, like to get in.
I mean, I got to credit Bill O'Brien one thing. He had to overcome all of Deshaun's nonsense to go 3-3. I mean, that was a great coaching job to get to 3-3.
Yeah.
What nonsense? Wait, what?
Okay.
Well, you just said that he made Deshaun a great quarterback. So I got to assume if not for Deshaun, he would have won 6-0, right?
Well, right.
See, he's trying to use our stuff.
But earlier you said Deshaun was 6-0, and did Bill O'Brien keep Deshaun from getting the 6-0, or did Deshaun keep Bill O'Brien from getting 6-0?
Which Deshaun kept Bill O'Brien.
It depends on which segment.
So how can we expect Deshaun to lead us to a title if he was worth 3 losses last year at a minimum?
Because Bill O'Brien is still there.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien is going to coach him up.
Luckily, there's a long-term contract extension, and Deshaun hopefully will learn in year two not to that. Yeah, okay, leading the team to 35 or 40 points offensively sometimes isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you got to get to 50.
That's all.
Yeah, it's really not enough when you decide, maybe the coach decides to elevate a position coach, the defensive coordinator, when you had a really good defensive coordinator that you decided, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put you aside because we really don't want to lose Mike Vrabel. And you know what? You lost him anyway, and you had an awful year defensively.
Oh, and guess what? Mike Vrabel's gone. So that defensive coordinator that sucked is gone.
So you
and now Romeo's back.
So wait a minute. You lost him anyway, even though you tried to do things to keep him? What?
Yeah. We didn't know. Here's the deal. We wanted to showcase him with the worst defense in the league so that he could get a head coaching job.
Huh.
Yeah.
So you wanted you decided to waste a year to showcase Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That was a losing season anyway. When Deshaun went down, it didn't matter anymore.
Well, he stunk before Deshaun went down.
Okay. Deshaun would have overcome him. You don't know nothing about the game.
He didn't overcome him in 3 games.
Okay.
He didn't overcome Vrabel's defense in 3 games.
If he was here the entire time, Deshaun would have gone 9-3. Okay? Hmm. Or whatever.
I can't believe we're even having this.
Well, you entertained it, Lance. Huh?
Where's Jose?
He's still
is
here.
Is he there? Let's hear from Jose. He thinks.
I bet he's got some good news.
Yep. Jose, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I'm with John on this. Yeah, can't the Texans go to Super Bowl? The Jaguars should have been there, but they choked it. So, I mean, we got a healthy defense coming in. You got Deshaun Watson healthy. Upgraded O-line. Upgraded the secondary. You bet your ass we're going to Super Bowl. All right, guys.
Thank you. And he put in a bet your ass even though the kids are on their way to school. Okay. All right. But we had it. But you know what? That was for emphasis. Thank you, Jose. I'm with you on this one. God. Anybody who thinks that the Texans can't go to the Super Bowl, quite frankly, is stupid. All right. Okay. Stop sending the Wattcat, Lamont. It was one play. Okay.
I mean, he had an injury already to the groin. He had a known condition with a groin injury.
Wasn't the smartest play ever. No.
You can't let one Wattcat define you.
No.
Because if he would have scored, it would have been the greatest play of all time.
Of all time. Thank you.
Now, he hasn't really done anything since that game.
No. Well, that was a bad.
That was a long time ago. Remember when Niall Davis was still in the league? He's not even in the league anymore, Niall Davis, with his
kickoff return, right.
I don't think he's in the league. Remember when John Dorsey was the GM of that team?
Yeah. Now look at him.
Now he's with the Browns. They didn't win last year.
And look how good they are now with John Dorsey.
Alex Smith was the quarterback back then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he just left. He just left this year.
I know.
Way back then.
That was when Hoyer was here.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer. He had a great
That game. Was before Osweiler.
Boy, did he have a
great like
game.
3 quarterbacks past that.
Yeah, we can get over it now, Lamont. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay? Everybody grows up and learns. Oh, you didn't do anything stupid when you were a kid, Lamont? Okay. He was just a kid. Bill O'Brien was just a kid, punk kid, trying to learn his way, the ropes in pro football.
Yeah,
that's what he was.
As a punk, what's the equivalent in your childhood of running a guy at the goal line who's never had a carry before in his life to try to score a touchdown in a playoff game? What's the equivalent of that?
What about the Chris Brown pass? Okay. Don't worry, there are plenty of stupid plays in Texas history, not just Bill O'Brien.
Since he was just a kid, what's the equivalent? Plugging in an iron when you're a kid and then placing it on your forehead to see what happens?
Yeah, or just going up to the stove. Wow, that looks red. Let me touch it.
Who's the best coach in the city?
Best coach
in the city? Don't start. None of y'all guys like, oh, it's easily the Dynamo.
Wilmer Cabrera.
It's AJ.
Why?
Because
you seem to be pretty upset with AJ lately.
Oh, yeah, but he's consistent.
He consistently puts Marisnick in.
Well, that's a problem.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
missionary hinge.
That's all he's got. You got to go with what you got.
They got a lot on that team. A lot of talent.
Yeah, but
they got tremendous.
Okay, it's
of
either
talent.
Okay. It's Mariznick or Gattis. Go ahead. Have fun with that.
Gattis.
Okay.
It's also Mariznick or Fisher.
Or Derek Fisher. Well, but he's a left-handed hitter, young hitter.
Why not D'Antoni?
Because he hasn't won a title. AJ did. I know it. What AJ does. I saw AJ manage that bullpen last year.
Right. I would say Mike D'Antoni clearly from a
Mike D'Antoni is 50-50 in the postseason.
What do you think about Mike D'Antoni as a Rocket coach so far?
Awesome.
I think he's pretty good.
I think he's great.
I wasn't crazy about the hiring. Then again, I wasn't crazy about P.J. Tucker, so what do I know? But
I wasn't crazy about Chris Paul.
I wasn't crazy. I did like that one, but not the P.J. But Mike D'Antoni's a pretty good coach. I was just –
Yeah. He was the eighth guy hired that offseason. And the last guy. Remember, there were eight openings.
There was that many coaches
that
year?
And the Rockets waited and waited and waited.
That's right.
And everybody went by the way. And you're like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Van Gundy. And then they hired D'Antoni, who has been the perfect fit.
Perfect.
Literally the perfect fit.
And here's the and Charles Barkley. Let's do this on the other side because we got to take a break. But Charles Barkley could not stop. Charles, can he hate the Rockets any more than he does? I know that, you know, Les Alexander owes you money, Charles, but, you know, get over it. The fact that he says the Rockets don't play defense. All right, that is about as lazy a take as there possibly is. Did he watch any of the Utah series? Did he have – I know that Utah's not as good offensively as the Warriors. But did you watch any of that series? Did you see the Rockets playing defense, Chuck? Sure. All right.
He's just working off some old narrative.
That's all? I mean, that's the that could be lazier.
It's the same thing. Rockets favored this game, but dogs in a series just tells you one and pretty I don't want to say substantial dogs, but I mean, you know, it's a they're pretty decent sized dogs for being a home court advantage number one seed team. They are currently – this is working off of historical. They're not working off 2000. He's not working off of 2017-18.
No.
He's
all
not.
Right. All right, we'll talk about that on the other side. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about my man Chance McClain, and he's been getting calls from you guys. I guess you have been responding, which is awesome. It's a great idea, too. It is – keeping your family and your history in the family for years and years and years to come. If there is somebody that you would love to have around forever, is it your mom, your dad, an aunt, an uncle, that you would love to hear the family, if you have a rich family history, how they came over, or whatever it is, or aunts and uncles that were colorful, that they know, that they can tell the story. They have pictures. There's some videos, old videos of people. Chance will take all of this stuff. He will do a long-form interview with your loved one or loved ones who can tell the story of your family. He'll take all of the pictures, and he'll basically make a documentary, a 30 for 30 about your family. Everybody loves it. Everybody has a blast. The person on camera, the family, everybody. And to see this for years to come for your kids, to keep this in your family is something. Hey, give him a call and see, you know, what he can do for you and for your family. Go to yourheritagefilm.com, yourheritagefilm.com. 713-249-2429. 713-249-2429. YourHeritageFilm.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live from Prime Social. Westheimer, basically the first light west of Hillcroft on Westheimer. And it is awesome. A noon tournament today. You don't have to be here right at noon, but you're not going to work anyway this afternoon. You might as well come over here, right? Am I right? Nobody works on Friday afternoon.
Right.
I mean,
No. You shouldn't be.
No. Traffic in Houston is Friday traffic starts at about 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everybody's taken off of work. And you know what? You can get here at Prime Social, and even after, if it's a noon start, but you can start late. That's not a big deal. A bunch of people do. So get on over here to Prime Social, and it's right off Hillcroft and Westheimer. Just off Hillcroft and Westheimer, easy to get to, and just awesome. If you're a poker player, this is a nice a facility, or nicer than any of the facilities.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It really is.
It really is an awesome place. It really is. We come here all the time to play.
You know, it's sometimes I just like after, even when I was doing the draft stuff, when every once in a while if I'd finish at 5, I just tell my wife, hey, I'll be home at like 7:30. Just come over here for a couple, 2.5 hours.
That's all.
Just playing. One day I did really well, and one day I didn't do as well.
Yeah. No.
I have more time, so I can't wait to play. So in the tournament today, I'll crush you and put you out of the tournament, or you put me out of the tournament, you get $100. But that's after the first break.
Right.
You put me out early, I'll just keep rebuying, so that's not going to matter.
Right. It's when you're eliminated for good out of the tournament.
So I want to get to the Charles Barkley thing and the Warriors and the Rockets. I'm pretty excited. It sucks until 1 o'clock. But, you know, God, there's a lot of deja vu right now. You have what the Astros did. Had a great year, not start to finish, but they started great, and they finished. They actually finished on an uptick, on a high note. It was a great regular season, right? Great regular season for the Astros.
Yeah.
The Rockets, same thing.
Yeah.
Great regular season, the number one seed, the Astros, and at the midpoint, everyone's saying Astros-Dodgers collision course, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
Can anything stop Astros-Dodgers? And then that looked kind of silly. You know, in August, like, that was a little premature. And then it was Astros-Dodgers. It's been Rockets-Warriors.
Right, Cleveland got in there for a while.
But
with a 22-game win streak.
Oh, absolutely. Rockets-Warriors, Rockets-Warriors, Rockets-Warriors. And here we are, Rockets win in 5, Warriors win in 5, and it's Rockets-Warriors. Now, look, I don't know what's going to happen in the NBA championship or not. These are the two best teams in basketball, the Rockets and the Warriors, meeting in this series right here. I would assume whoever wins this is going to win the title. But this is like, there's a lot of deja vu stuff going on with the Rockets and the Astros. And we know that because we felt the Astros stuff before. We saw the Astros have a playoff run a couple of years ago, but this one felt a little different. And they scrapped with the eventual World Series champs that year. I mean, they had them beat. They screwed up the bullpen. Imagine that. The bullpen screwed up late in the game in that one. Or we might be talking about the Astros moving on to the ALCS that year.
Yeah, 15.
In 15. So now we're looking at the Houston Rockets, and they have had their moments in the playoffs, but they've never reached. They've got to the Western Conference Finals before. Didn't do anything there. But now you look at this situation, and when you looked at the Astros last year, you realize, well, they got enough pitching. I mean, they're not, you know, they got three good ones, and then they got some guys coming off their bench, a.k.a. the bullpen, Lance McCullers and Charlie Morton. They got the lineup. You know, there aren't a lot of weaknesses for the Houston Rockets. The question is, are they good enough, are they talented enough to beat the Warriors?
Well,
and will they be consistent enough at the top end?
I don't think it's about the talent. I think it's about having some nuts. That's what I think it's about. I think it's playing in the moment. I know that they're good enough. This team is good enough. Now, is it as good, as talented as the Warriors? Probably not. But you know what? The Astros weren't. Were they as talented as the Dodgers? That they just had giant nuts. That's what they had.
What takes making clutch plays?
Nothing scared them. They're in the clutch. That's exactly right. Will the Rockets hit those shots?
What do you know? The Rockets. Do you think of? Be honest here. Do you think of Olajuwon when you think of the Rockets' previous championships, or do you think of Bob Horry hitting his big shot against San Antonio?
Well, I think of both.
Do you think of the kiss of death with Mario Ellis?
Yeah.
It's about big plays and big moments is what you remember.
Right.
You don't remember. I mean, you remember the slaughter of David Robinson.
Well, do you remember Marwin Gonzalez home run off Kenley Jansen?
Absolutely.
Do you remember Springer ending it with the home run? Sale.
Off of Sale.
Right.
Who hit it off Sale? It wasn't Bregman. It was
Because
Bregman went,
that was Beltran's double off the wall.
Oh, then it was Bregman.
Yeah, Bregman
homered off of him.
You remember Yuli's homer off of Kershaw?
Yes.
And then Altuve's homer.
Oh, you mean so it wasn't one guy?
No.
Exactly. And that's what the Rockets have to remember. P.J. Tucker has this. And Ariza has this. And Gerald Green. Remember that time in Game 3 where Gerald Green came in and hit 12 in the third quarter, something like that. But it is winnable. But they have guys that can do that this year. They haven't in the past. They do have those guys now. Now they have to step up. But make no mistake about it. I mean, the Golden State Warriors are. It's rare to see a 1-2-3-4 as talented because Draymond knows his role. He didn't just have to have the ball. So you've got three tremendous shooters and a hard nosed rebounder who does the dirty work and, frankly, is a little Rodman-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And then going up against the Houston Rockets, who have the premier scorer in the league, one of the great leaders in Chris Paul, a guy who is another off the ball. Like, they just fine-tune their Rubik's Cube to where I don't think they're not as talented, as you mentioned, as the Golden State Warriors, but they do know their roles better than any Rocket team maybe I've seen since the championship season.
And it's the best put together team that Daryl Morey has. I don't think there's any question in that.
No, I mean, it's clearly.
There's something to what Charles said. What's going to be interesting is that there isn't a player from the Warriors that has to play great. Klay Thompson went 4-for-20 last week and they still won. That's lazy. If you the Rockets did the same thing. What did James do? What did James do in the last 7-for-22?
Exactly. You
could
say
the same
thing.
And what happened? They won. Look, you're not playing New Orleans anymore. And we've been saying that, if the Rockets were playing the Warriors and playing like this, they would have lost. Well, same goes for if Klay Thompson goes 4-for-20, guess what? The Rockets will win the game. If Klay Thompson goes 4-for-20, the Rockets can take advantage of that with spurts just like the Warriors have
I'm
spurts.
I'm so tired of hearing about how the Warriors are this unstoppable team and the Rockets. And this coming from Houston people. I already know Charles is going to say they can't win. It will be Charles' saddest day if the Rockets win a championship.
Yeah.
I mean, it truly will be a horrific day for him. It'll be like he lost a loved one because he just hates the Rockets. And it goes all the way back to Les Alexander not paying him. And now Les is gone. He's like, well, I still need to hate somebody.
Yeah. Right.
Like, analytics is terrible. And then here's Daryl has just kept plugging along. And he's now, you know, it invalidates everything Chuck says if they win. So he's doubling, and I give him credit. He's going in again like he always does, and we'll see what happens. But I don't think the Golden State – I think you have to play tremendous basketball to beat them, but they are a beatable team. This is not the Warriors of years past. I just don't think they have the same – I think one of the things that made them deadly is when Andre Iguodala came in the game, he was going to do some stuff to bury you. Like their bench, you didn't get much of a break.
Well, if JaVale McGee starts, though – because they have to play him against
Capella.
I'm not
worried. I mean,
then Iguodala's coming off the bench.
Yeah, Iguodala is probably going to come off the bench. I don't know that he's the same guy that he's been in the past.
Well,
how old is he now? Is he 46 yet or 47?
All right, let's catch up on why don't you talk about Prime Social here?
Let me tell you about Prime Social. We've been talking about this. I'll tell you about a couple little bullet points that I want you to know about this location. Now, you know, I mentioned, you got the – you know, you got the poker here. What's the big deal about the poker over there than any other place? Well, you join it. It's a $15 fee. Now you're a member of the club. That's what makes it legal. They have a $120 noon no-limit hold'em tournament going on every single day. No entry fee before 4 p.m. When I say entry fee into the location. So if you get in before 4 o'clock, you don't pay a single penny. They have a $100 bounty on me and on Rafer Alston. So it's going to be me and Skip to my Lou. Rafer's going to be playing. I'll bet you see another former Houston Rocket and a former Pittsburgh Steeler will be in here and maybe a Viking. Full menu and bar with complimentary refreshments. So you're going to be taken care of on the drink standpoint when you come in today. And the time is money promotion. The more you play, the more you get rewarded. You have a seat fee. That's how they make their money. When you sit it there, you know, for a half hour, you pay a certain amount of money. When you're in just playing, you know, regular cash games, well, the more you play, you build up credits to where you end up basically paying for yourself. It's really a cool promotion, and you can check it out when you get in. If you love playing in your neighborhood games, why don't you come on in here and get a game at any time that you want, whether it's No Limit Hold'em or Fixed Limit Hold'em, or maybe you're looking for Omaha. They've got you covered in the nicest facility you're going to see, including valet parking. Come to Prime Social. For more information, go to the website at primesocialtx.com.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.
I've been searching everywhere and I can't seem to find Molly, 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 Molly.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and I guess Lance. Dale, guess what Lance did?
He walked away a minute before the show came back.
He got up and just walked away. So we're gonna do the show, I guess. Live at Prime Social. Come on by. Hang out with us here after the show, the noon tournament. Get in. If you're a poker player and you haven't been down here, you really need to. It's awesome. Awesome, awesome place to play poker. All right, we were talking about this Charles Barkley thing. And when last we left you, what's going to be interesting is there isn't a player on the Warriors that has to play great. Klay Thompson went 4 for 20 last week, and they still won. That was against the Pelicans, okay? So we've been saying, you know, James, he can't be inconsistent, because if he's inconsistent, then the Warriors are going to be. You can overcome that against Utah. You can overcome that against Minnesota. Well, it's the same for the Rockets. You think Klay Thompson can go 4 for 20? No. He can't go 4 for 20, and the Rockets won't take advantage of it. They're too good an offensive team. And oh, by the way, the Warriors, not a great defensive team this year. Just not. The numbers don't play that out. Here's what Charles Barkley went on to say. Chris Paul and James Harden have to play well, but they've got to play defense too. They're going to be playing against Steph and Klay, and those guys going to have energy to get 30 a night and guard them, Curry and Thompson. That's going to be the toughest thing for them. I will say this about that. I think there's something to that. I think that there's something to Steph running you all over the court that can play into the, you know, having a down offensive game, because you're going to have to expend so much energy running around and following Steph. But that's one of the reasons why you can score on Steph too, right? I mean, because he is expending so much energy offensively that he's just not a good defender. But you know who is a good defender? Chris Paul. Chris Paul's a good defender. Now, he's a little bit older now. He's been around for a while. It's been a long season. That, you know, he's been healthy for the most part here and all that stuff. Hopefully, his legs are under him. They certainly were in the fourth quarter of the last game, weren't they? And he's, you know, when he put up 20 in the fourth quarter of a 41-point game when he carried this team into the Western Conference Finals. So, oh, by the way, with how much time there is off in between games, I don't think that fatigue will play a role here, but he is older. And that's probably somewhat of a point, is that Steph running you around the whole game, it is going to be tougher for you to score what you might need to score. I get that. But Charles just saying that the Rockets don't play defense is lazy. It's inaccurate and lazy. The Rockets do. Did you see them against Utah? And again, Utah's not the Warriors, but again, the Rockets aren't the Pelicans either. So if Klay Thompson goes 4 for 20, then they're not going to beat the Rockets, because the Rockets are going to outscore them. They can't. If the Warriors put up a 102-point game because Klay Thompson was crappy, then the Rockets are going to win the game.
This is why it's hard to, like, you really can't even
Charles has a well-known bias against the Rockets. This isn't somebody complaining about the refs. I don't do that crap. There's so many fussy, whiny, bitchy people in Houston who go, oh, the referees hate us. The national media hates us. Everybody hates us. No, they don't. Refs aren't cheating anyone. Record number of free throw attempts for James Harden. I mean, let's stop that stuff. But the one thing that is accurate is that Charles Barkley has a long-standing beef, is I don't know what else to say, with the Houston Rockets. He believes they owe him back pay.
Right.
And so he is going to make them – he's going to try to make – this goes back to Yao Ming.
I will kiss his ass. I will kiss a donkey's ass if Yao Ming ever scores more than six or whatever he said.
And Kenny brought it in like when Yao got 28 and 15 on the Warriors or on the Wizards, and then he – you know, hung 30 points on Tim Duncan, and yet he's a,
yeah, I don't care how many he scores. He's a terrible Chinese people weren't made to play in the NBA. Like, he
can't come up with things fast enough to try to beat the Rockets down with. And this year, when he should be saying, man, what a great job by Morey, what a great job by D'Antoni, James has played really well and is finally playing some defense and being more accountable. He can't do it. He can't give you an honest assessment. Now, I don't have a problem with him saying the Warriors will beat the Rockets. I don't have a problem with that. But like you said, don't be so lazy with your – like, – your eyes don't tell you that they're bad on defense. The stats don't tell you that they're bad on defense. You're working off of the last 3 years, four years. Like, watch a game and catch up.
And everybody thinks the Rockets are just this up and down, and it's Warriors.
Pace-wise, they're not.
They're not. They use the shot clock.
Yeah.
I mean, they score a lot of points because they're good offensively.
Right.
They score
they're efficient.
Yes. So all of this narrative is lazy. Whether the whole thing to me is, this whole series is whether or not the stage is just too big for James.
I mean, my God, if this is too big for you,
well, but it's been too big in the past.
I know.
Every time he's gotten to a certain point, he has not. There's been a point of where
it's really.
It's the Peter principle. Yeah. There is a certain point that James can't play anymore, and I hope that's over. That it will. This series will tell whether or not James and I was adamant in the fact that James Harden would never win. You will never win a championship with James Harden here. And I backtracked on it this year in my Sports Map article, apologized, and said, you know what? I was wrong. He's a different guy this year.
Right.
He puts the effort in defensively. He seems like more of a team guy. You know, all that Dwight crap and everything else. But James and James stepped up all these times. But this is why he's making $200 bajillion is because of this series.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, at some point you got to – I mean, look, you're known for – you're going to be famous for how good you are in the regular season and all that stuff. You're going to be legendary if you – and when I say legendary, you'll be a legend of the game if you play well in the postseason. It's that simple.
That's it.
So you can be a good player – in a regular season, make tons of money, sell tons of jerseys, get your $200 million Adidas and all that stuff. But you become beloved and you become legendary when you perform in a postseason. And frankly, you don't have to do it more than 1 year. You win a championship, it gives you a cachet with your city. And when you played at this high a level as James has, it fills in a piece that is badly missing in his game. Because it's not that he doesn't have a championship, it's that he's played poorly at inopportune times along the way towards that goal. And that's what, frankly, stands out about his career, is that he's a 27 to 30-point guy who doesn't always show up in big moments. So this series, you're right, this is the reason he gets paid. And Daryl Morey has pushed all his chips in, and I've thought, man, and all of us have thought, great regular season guy, but, man, you are all in on James Harden. And understand it's hard to find guys who can do what he does offensively. We like to cast James aside like, James is it. There, guys who score 30 a game without shooting the ball 32 times a game. I mean, this is very rare. In NBA history, this is very rare to be a 30-point-per-game guy. There's not a ton of them. And James can do it. And he can get you assists. He offers something that's special, but it doesn't. It's almost, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but you'll never be more than just a famous player unless you show up in the postseason and play well.
This is where your legacy is.
Yeah, it's clearly your legacy. And you know, your legacy can go either way on you. Like,
oh no,
I think Bagwell and Biggio. One of the great things for them is I almost feel like the Astros. I don't know. I guess the Astros won the title. Didn't it? Did get them rings? It did get rings.
Yeah. Rings.
But rings. I wish we didn't remember.
Do they have rings? Yeah.
Bags and Biggio are Hall of Famers, but anybody who grew up watching and grinding on the Astros through that time period, it's hard not to remember what happened in the postseason. It's hard not to.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776. Time to talk about our friends. You know, it's about a bajillion. So speaking of a bajillion degrees outside, holy crap.
Yeah.
It is just hot.
Warm.
And it's going to be hot every day. Just going to be the hot. It's going to crank your air. It's going to. And oh, by the way, if your air conditioner isn't efficient, it's going to cost you money because it is going to your electricity bill is going to be through the roof. So make sure that your air conditioner is working great. Because oh, by the way, that costs you more than anything. The air conditioner is what really powers your electricity bill, and you can get that 22-point check for just $49 right now to make sure it's working as efficiently as possible.
And that's just it. If your air conditioner is not working efficiently, it will continue to run, so you pay more and more and more money, and you never get. And it's continuing to run because it can't reach the level it's supposed to in terms of being cool. If that's something that you went through last summer, are you really prepared to go through it again this summer, wasting your money to not even be as cool as you need to be? Just call our guys. I know you might be afraid, like, I'm worried somebody's going to take advantage of me. Well, that's what you have me and John for, to steer you in the right direction of who to trust. And we've dealt with this company for two decades. 713-666-1101. That's 713-666-1101, or go to 975ac.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.